I saw that.
Funeral business. Uh-huh. Well, I finally sold after my husband, after Mr. passed, I decided I didn't want to be involved with too much. It was just weighing down on me too much. Mm-hmm. I had the funeral home on hand. Mm-hmm. He had a daughter. She was teaching at Alcorn. Mm-hmm. And I decided that the taxi business was too much because the fellow I had managing for me had started drinking. Mm-hmm. And I thought the best thing to do was to get out from under it. Mm-hmm. So I sold it. It's been about 6 or 8 years ago now. Mm-hmm. My husband passed in 68.
Mr.
Williams.
Mm-hmm. And how old was he?
He must have been about 70. Mm-hmm. He was in his 70s. I can't remember now just what age.
When did you marry him?
Married him in 54.
The year I was born.
What's he?
Because the year I was born.
Is that so? Let me see, was that 54? I was married to him that long. It must have been later than that because we were just married about 8 or 10 years before he passed.
I guess around 58 or so.
Something like that.
I'd like to get a little information on them. Your first husband, when you married him, and when did you marry him?
I married him in... I think it was, I don't know whether that was 24 or what. Mm-hmm. I think it was 24. I'm not too sure.
When did he pass away?
He passed in 36.
And he was how old?
I really don't remember just what his age was. I was thinking about it the other night, and I really don't remember just how, but he was older than I. Mm-hmm. When he passed, he must have been at least around, he was about 59, mm-hmm. Something because.
Was he a Catholic too?
No, he wasn't affiliated with any church. Mm-hmm.
Do you know about his education? He a college graduate, normal school.
He didn't go off to college, mm-hmm. but he was a man who was studying all the time. Mm-hmm. Had a very brilliant mind. Mm-hmm. Now his two brothers, one was a pharmacist and the other was a physician, mm-hmm. and they always said, Kenneth didn't go to college, but he's smarter than we are. Mm-hmm. He was taking courses, you know, studying mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm. What about your second husband? Was he from Natchez?
Yes. No, he wasn't from Natchez. He was from, most of his people were in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. He came in here from someplace, and he was a mechanic, taught mechanics out at Alcorn.
Mm-hmm. And then he had the funeral business.
Well, he finally left Alcorn. He lived out there at Fayette. Mm-hmm. And he finally left there and came to Natchez mm-hmm. to live, and then he opened this funeral home. Mm-hmm.